Hey there, everybody, and thank you for joining me, Brandy J, a voice to be reckoned with, remix. This show that we have here today, Fighting Against Racism, Vanessa Douglas and Tristan Arnold, was a very special show. Against all the odds that we had to go through to get this recording up and going, or get it done. Shouts out to Vanessa and Tristan. Things were tricky with some stuff that day, with platforms and audio, and they were troopers. And most definitely here, Brandy J owes big time to these two. The next round. And those ones will include their own individual episodes that I am looking forward to, and I hope they are too, because these are two individuals that truly, truly go hard and very passionate about this fight in racism and this fight in the LGBTQ community, of how discrimination and hatred has gone so far, on top of levels, on top of levels. And they give their all, their complete, honest, and true selves, with the passion, with the anger, with the hurt, the pain. These two don't hold back. And I appreciate them for that. Because here I require much respect for everyone when on this platform. But I also want to allow individuals to speak their truth, because all of our voices matter. No matter where you are in this world, you matter. Just know this. You matter. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. That's not up for debate. It's truth. It's factual. It's not even anything a fact could even, you know, tap on. It's being human and having your human rights. You are important. You are valuable. Your life, the breaths you take, are important. Just know this. And we're in this together. So, to Vanessa Douglas and Tristan Arnold, thank you so much, and my apologies for what we had to go through to get this piece, but just know that this here is your platform too, and any other one that I have is your home. Just say the word. Just say the word. Also, we want to give big shots out to Mickey the Chav over there in the TikTok community. Thank you so much. I listen to you too, and you are an inspiration. You are on point, honest, real, and people need to check you out. People need to hear what you have to say, because you're saying some truth. And all you guys need to know is Mickey the Chav is in the building. Just know this. Don't sleep on her. Because if you do, you're going to miss out. Because she's not sleeping on it. She's on top of it. Because she knows and she acknowledges that she's important. Her voice is important just as much as the rest of us. It all depends on how you're using that voice. That's what matters. Now, what you do is how you do it. So be a person that, if you're going to use your voice, don't use it to tear down. Don't use it to destroy. Don't use it to hurt. Because if you're sitting back wondering why the world is the way it is, it's because of stuff like that. Please take that into consideration. Don't be a part of destroying this world. It doesn't help. Unless you're looking for a world of pain and hell, then let's use our words to build, because that's what a soldier does. Also, shouts out to Drew Blaze 97. Definitely. You know, the Hype House and the commercial you did. I want to make sure I gave you props too, because, you know, I did the, I think, reaction video, and I was like, oh, I forgot to tag him. But just know right here, voice to be reckoned with. Much love, a platform for all of you, for all of you. I speak 1906, all of you. And as for I speak 1906, you already know. You know what I'm saying? You already know. A man stands behind his words, and he's very woke, not falling for anything. Because you got to stand for something, man. We got to. We got to let go of these things that have contributed to where we are and apply something new. We already know what to do. We out here acting silly and stuff. We know what to do. That's already in us. But let's do the right thing. As if we would speak to our children, if from the ones that have children, what we want for them, we got to apply to ourselves because they're listening. Give them that courtesy. Give them that respect. Respect them and be at your best because they deserve it and you owe it to them. Shouts out to the TikTok community and all that you endure and that you go through. Just know that you are loved, you are listened to, and don't give up. Because the world needs more of us. So don't stop, because it's very necessary. No matter what anybody throws our way, like I said, stand for something. Okay? All right, you guys. Thank you so much. I just want to let the listeners know, you know, what's going on here. And just tune on in and you'll hear more from Tristan and Vanessa. And for my listeners, I appreciate you very much. And same with you. Your voices matter. You matter no matter who you are. And I appreciate you. And this is your home too. Leave me a message. And my message is over in the support area. Messages. You have any questions? You want to touch on a topic? You want to come on? You want me to play your message? Just let me know. Like I said, respect on both sides. Respect me. I respect you. Respect others. And that's just basically what is necessary here. And you have a home to the world. You matter. Your color does not define you. So let's take that out of our heads. And let's get inside of ourselves. And you know who you are. No money, no label in the world could tell you who you are no matter where you sit. The only person that can do that is you. So who are you? What is your truth? Don't carry anybody else's narrative. Be you, because you are enough and you matter. Here, A Voice to be Reckoned with Brandy J, the remix. Let's get into it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandy J's podcast, A Voice to be Reckoned with, would like to thank you for making the right choice in choosing a podcast that moves a nation. And now, here she is in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to my show, A Voice to be Reckoned With, The Next Level. Are you guys hearing me well?
Yes.
All right. Cool. This is Brandy J, and I am here with two amazing guests and friends that I've made over the amazing TikTok community that I talk so much about, you know, and I will go ahead and let them introduce themselves to us. Hit it. Go ahead, Tris.
Oh, I was going to speak to ladies first, but my name is Tristan. I'm from Northeast Ohio. I'm 35 years old, advocate for BLM, LGBTQ. I fight against racism. I have two sons. They are 12 and 18. I have a boyfriend, and I'm happy, and I am actually going back to school for political science and social work. And I just want to, at the end of my life, I want to be able to look back and know that I did everything possible to make the world a little bit better.
That's right. That's right. All right. Then we have this beautiful young woman. Tell us who you are, ma'am. Hey.
Hey, I am Vanessa Douglas at Douglas Chicks on TikTok. I am going to school. I'm second semester RN. I have four little girls. I raised them all alone. I am a big part, as well as Tristan, as well as you, Brandy, of the TikTok community that fights against systemic racism, that fights against oppression. We're in this fight together, and I must say that we all do it well.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's right. I did forget to plug my TikTok. I'm sorry. It's at FatboyTristan.
Yes, and I am also a very vocal, very vulgar advocate on TikTok. I guess you could say people know me for my vulgarness and my ranting, but all in all, I hope they just get the message and they understand what I'm saying besides just picking up the negative part, which is the anger. Which, I mean, we understand why the anger is there. The anger's been there. But, yeah, that's basically all me.
Well, I can say for the most part, when I came across your page, and I think that's what got my attention was I was like, who's this person just going off? And then I listened, and I just was like, oh my God, I love her.
Because
you know, it draws you in, and then you hear your message, you know, and so it's like, and you're very passionate about it, so you're doing a great job. You know, you're being yourself. Yeah.
Am I allowed to say that word, Candy?
Yeah, I knew you wasn't going to be able to not drop any anywhere.
So we're good on the cuffing?
Yes, just try to limit it. But I know you guys aren't, you know, I don't try to stop anybody from being them. Just, you know, because different type, I have a broad audience. But be yourselves, though. You know, this is a good way to put it. Vanessa, just pretend like you're at work. I really don't know how that is coming.
I'll pop off to work too.
Oh man, that is so funny.
I still have a
job. Oh man, it wouldn't be a great world if we could just accept people for who they were, as long as they weren't hurting anybody in the process.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
LGBTQ community, Black community, the Hispanic community, everybody. Like, we're all one. We all fight for the same purposes.
Yep.
So why have differences and why be violent?
Exactly.
You know, what's interesting is, you know, we started that hype house to call out some of those racist people on TikTok because all our stuff has any flags. It's at @ERM_hypehouse on TikTok. Well, we called out two people yesterday, and actually, out of those three, one of those people apologized and took down her roast videos of me, and the other guy came into the live and actually agreed to do some research. So we're making progress.
That's amazing. That gave me chills. That's amazing.
Putting the bitch on blast was seriously gonna make them change their mind.
And these were actually one of the trolling, like the racist ones that says racist things, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
And we are not gentle. I know I'm definitely.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
A little bit more leaning.
Wow. So how was that? Like, did they just? How long did it take? You know, before that, you know, that kicked in when they said that.
Oh my gosh.
Be tell them about what happened with yours.
There's this little girl named FK.your.feelings, and she's a little Republican conservative type girl, and she made a video blasting me. I hadn't even heard of this girl until that video came out, and then she put it up real quick, and she took it down real quick, and I saw it before she took it down, but she didn't know that. So I went and I turned around and I made a blast vid calling her out to put it back up. And she just kept on talking crap and duetting me. And so after that, I made another video telling her, you're still talking shit, but I'll see you posting that video up. And then she just blocked me. All my people on my page started trolling her. Distance people started trolling her. People started trolling her, and then she got in my live after she unblocked me, and she apologized in front of the whole live and said she liked my attitude.
That is awesome. And I like that she got on live. She wasn't trying to, like, do it behind secretively and then act a different way. You know, she exposed herself.
She did. But the funny part about that thing is she follows me after.
Wow. Well, to that,
no, go ahead.
I was gonna say to that young lady, kudos, and you just made my day. So whoever you are, maybe I'll follow you because I would like to see your growth. I would love to see her growth and how she transforms.
Me too.
Especially when they're children. Young lady, she just, you know, she's just a Gen Z kid. Let me put it that way. She's just a Gen Z kid.
Oh, Gen Z's is awesome. They're awesome.
So. You know, but they're vicious. I understand that. And I understand that on another level because I'm vicious too.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, because you can't be kind with stuff like this. Because I was sitting here the other day, I said, no more niceness. No more, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm not going to coddle hatred and racism and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, you know?
We're done.
I have no soft space for it, no spot, no pillows anymore.
I heard you say that.
We've seen too many negative things play out. Things are still happening, even with everything going on in the world. There's still things that are occurring that need change, and it's causing so much anger and rage that people are just over it.
Yeah.
Over it.
Yeah, definitely. I even feel like the people with the rage and the racist, you know, comments, I see that too also. It's just everybody just pain and outrage, fear, and then we don't really have anywhere that it should be coming from to look to say, hey, you know, and you know where it should be coming from. It should be coming from the top, our leadership, you know.
Absolutely.
That's what a leader is supposed to do, is to move their nation in a way, you know what I mean, to be better, not chaos.
Right.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what he's doing. He's saying, you know, those guys are thugs and protesters are thugs and terrorists.
Yeah,
you know,
starting stuff.
He's just trying to sow division to get us to fight with each other.
Yeah.
Really, we should all be on the same side because it's us versus them.
Exactly.
You know, us versus each other.
Yeah, because they don't have any of our, you know, our interests. They don't care. The supporters that are acting crazy, I want them to realize that he doesn't care, because if he cared about truth, he wouldn't, you know, treat them this way, you know? And it's just like, I don't understand why they can't see that.
Exactly, you're right. And it's one thing to call people who are storming. I'm sorry, Tristan.
No, you go ahead. Just finish it up.
Right, and it's definitely a sense of division whenever you have him calling people who storm Capitol Hill that have rifles and are demanding for salons and barbershops to be open and spitting and cussing at
right.
people. And then you're calling them very fine people. And then you look to what we're protesting against.
To live.
And of course, we're thugs and we're criminals
right.
and all this stuff. And that's what's another thing that's sparking so much division, because you just divided us in that statement right there.
Yeah, and nobody's really sitting back and thinking. You know, we're protesting. You know, we have people out here protesting because we to keep our lives, to stop, you know, killing us, you know?
Absolutely.
People are being hung, you know? There's no suicide. We're being hung, shot. And still treat it as if we did something, you know?
They keep wanting to fall back on this agenda of a riot. I just want people to understand that this nation was built on riots.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the American Revolution, the Boston Tea Party, the Tulsa,
Civil
Oklahoma.
Rights.
The Tulsa, Oklahoma situation wasn't something that built America. It tore it down. The Tulsa, Oklahoma massacre. That too was a riot. So they have to look back on history when they say that.
Yeah, for
whenever
sure.
People are so fed up then there's an uproar, which is exactly what's playing out in present day.
Yeah.
I want to go back a little bit on Trump, just to back up a little bit, just to show any listeners, you know, that might think that he cares about you. Think about this. Like, if I was Trump's campaign manager, he would definitely get reelected. Not maybe, on the thin line. Think about back to the coronavirus, right, when that all happened. How he watched that, how he tore that up. Imagine if he would have went onto the front line of the first responders and was handing out personal protective equipment paid for by the taxpayers. You know what I'm saying? That's what a president that cares would do.
Yep.
But Trump does not care. He does not care about one soul except for his own.
Yep. Yep.
Just as long as he can keep his pockets full, because keep in mind, coronavirus started being a big issue in October of 2019 in China.
Yep.
So there should have been a call to close the borders then, but there wasn't. No.
Right. And the WHO did warn on January 23rd, but he called it a hoax.
Hoax, yeah.
Go away.
And it really pisses me off that nobody's taking ownership for that. It's like, it's not his fault. It's every much his fault, because he didn't do what he was supposed to do and address it right away. And now we're paying the price financially. People have died that did not have to die. They did not have to. We lost so many, and they're heartless. You want to open up schools. You didn't even try to talk to the parents and slowly transition us into, it's just like, boom, going back to school. But coronavirus is at its highest, and it's still killing people. You know, it's like basically telling people we don't give a F about your life, and if you catch it, sorry for you. And that enrages me when I think about it more and more. I just rather you come out and say the truth. You're trying to kill us. Just say it, because that's what I feel like. I really feel that way, and I think I have a right to, we all have a right to feel a way. We are citizens here, and to speak about it. You want us to vote. Well, what the fuck am I, excuse my language, voting for? Because I'm not too damn impressed.
You know, he wants to pretend like, you know, I'm sorry, you know, he wants to get on that old, you know, I'm fighting for you, you know, I want black voices for Trump and all that. But then, you know, he dog whistles. You know, you might as well just come out and say you're a fucking racist instead of dog whistling. When the looting starts, the shooting starts, and that kind of shit. You know, I can't take that, man.
No, I can't.
Exactly. And let's not forget everything that he said in his rallies. He basically talked the black community.
Yeah.
Basically said, you guys are lazy, you guys need jobs.
Exactly.
What don't you think? Like, you need to understand this man is telling you who he is. And
people are still supporting him.
When somebody tells you who they are, believe them.
Yep, I heard that too. Yeah.
I believe that was Maya Angelou.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he is not hiding it. He is saying it, and he is saying it loud and clear. But he does like to go back and act like, retract it. You know what I mean? A lot. But it's like, you can't retract some shit. We heard it come out your mouth.
Yeah, just like in North Carolina, somebody called when he was talking about Obama. He loved Obama. I don't know why, but he was obsessed with Obama. So he mentioned Obama. Someone in the crowd yelled, "Monkey." And he starts giggling and says, "Only in North Carolina." That is not.
Wow. That's not. There's a such thing as I did a show on it. President etiquette. You know what I mean? I've never seen a president get up there and call reporters names. You're stupid. You know what I mean? And just act the way he does. And people say, they look over it and they still say he's the greatest. And I'm going to say right here, right now, that is not okay for a president to act that way. You're a leader, and you're supposed to set an example. Yeah, it's not okay.
You notice, if it's a woman reporter, like, it's a nasty question. If it's a woman reporter,
that's a nasty question. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie though. He's a piece of work. You know what I mean? I can't appreciate a person for being who they are. You know what I mean? It's not, you know, I don't like those people that are sneaky and they be like, and they pretend to be all, and then on the other side, they act a different way. He is just who he is. But the people I have a problem with are the people, especially black Americans. I'm like, dude, he just called you. And then somebody even said that they heard him say the N-word, which you didn't have to tell me that. I know he's used the N-word. Just be honest about it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to hate you. I respect you more if you keep it real, you know?
and that's another thing that he's done. you know, with this country. He has actually emboldened these people. So we see a lot more people for who they really are. They really
don't care too much anymore. Yeah, they don't care no more.
There's no longer swept on the rug. It's like racism just like everybody that was covering up before just showed their ass in an instant. Just as soon as he opened up his mouth to say some fuck shit. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So now that it's out in the open and the leader is doing it, then it's okay for us to follow suit since our leader is this showing us this trait. Then it's okay for us to, because he's quote unquote making America great again.
Exactly. Well, I can go in with that. It was never great. Yeah. You know, never. It's just it's disturbing. You know, grab him by the pussy, all that stuff. I was like, dude, you have kids out here. What are you saying? You know,
and then
the 13-year-old accuser. Yeah, but like how she, like they're saying, oh, she's not, you know, she's not trying to come into court. No, she's not. She's gone. Nobody can find her.
Wow.
She's not able to get. Yeah. You guys are gonna have to look into that a little more. But yeah, the 13-year-old accuser that has a lawsuit against her and Jeffrey Epstein, they're saying that she's not showing up for court because she's.
Not showing up for court.
Wow. I'm probably terrified. I would be terrified if I was that young in that situation, being put up on a platform where you have to speak against somebody that has all this power.
That is so awful.
I hope that she's just terrified and that they didn't disappear.
Yeah. I would pray really hard because it just should not be this way. This is not how God intended for. You know what I mean? Of course, we got problems and stuff, but this 2020 has taken on a whole another experience, and I'm just—it's not okay. It's just—and for anybody to just be sitting, any one person just sitting back like everything's honky dory, it's like no, this is going to affect all of us, even the supporters, everybody. This is not good.
And an important point that people don't understand is, like Tristan said earlier, is that he is for himself. So he wants money in his pocket. So at the end of the day, when it stops being minorities, black people, LGBTQ community, when it stops being immigrants, it's going to be low-class whites.
Oh, yeah.
Point blank, period.
Oh, yeah.
They are not exempt from this just because, you know, the race is matching what the totalitarianism is. It doesn't mean that they're not exempt. They're next.
Yeah.
So whatever Trump will do to put money in his pocket.
Trying to lift off people, you know, on disability and on food stamps, you know.
It's crazy to me.
A lot of those people are white too, you know.
I don't understand that.
It's proven that most white people are on that kind of support right now.
And they're not thinking about that, and I don't know why they're not thinking that. Like, if he's gonna go through each one and be like, "No, okay, make sure you keep yours," but they don't. Like, no, he if he's gonna wipe away with disability, that means. Anybody's gonna be asked out.
Right.
Exactly.
Or the payroll tax cuts. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's like, what is he doing though? It's like, I can see, like, say for instance, if you're trying to rid of food stamps and stuff like that, but what are you doing to put in place of it? You're just taking it away. Now you starve, or I'm gonna take it away, but put something that's more. That benefits you more to where you can build and grow and come off of it. Like something, you know what I mean? To help people, you know, I don't care who it is, all the way down to the homeless people. We all need to be lifted. I don't care if you're on the streets, we need to be helping each other. And I'm just every day, I'm just like so disgusted with humanity. I'm just disgusted the way we treat each other. It's disgusting. And we have these children.
And then that's why I'm so grateful for you guys, like the TikTok community, because I don't know where I would be right now, but because I was feeling disgusted, and then I found you guys on TikTok, and you guys really like actually support and care and show love, and it showed me that there are other decent human beings out there. It's not all garbage like you see everywhere.
True, very true.
And we love you too, Tristan.
Yes, we love you. I'm so happy that I met you guys. You know, I took to you guys. And I think that.
Yeah, she is one that will sit there and she will hold a debate. But she, last night I sat in one of her lives and she hit him with nothing but facts. And she was being respectful at the same time. While he was kind of being a little condescending. I wanted to say something, but I was missing that, so I didn't say nothing. But she sat there and she debated him on every political standpoint that he threw at her, and she gave such an amazing answer, and it was all factual. So guys,
she had to go nowhere. Yeah, right off of her, right from her head, she threw it all at him.
Catch that.
And did not stutter once. I was like, girl, get it, queen.
Yeah, and that's the thing. A lot of them, and because, well, I mean, where would they find it anyway? Because it's usually garbage, but they don't come in on no fact like we did our homework type of stuff. They just start spewing off, you know what I mean, their opinions, you know, versus.
And the regurgitated.
Yeah,
points.
And they get shut down.
Exactly. In the same lame stats that they've been saying for the past 10 years.
Yeah.
So. Come up with valid points and make a standpoint, which is why Tristan is so amazing, because he'll sit there and he'll debate, but I can't do it.
I want to try to get as many people over, even if it's a failure, at least I try, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah, definitely too.
I love about him.
Yeah, for sure. I know I went in on a live once, but I think it was my first one. And I know somebody, a troll came in, and I think my phone had died or something. I know Drew was doing too much, but you know, you were like, and I think you didn't have a shirt on or something like that. You had a wife beater or something on it. You're talking, and then I think you apologized later because you thought maybe I left because you got so worked up. So I came back to tell you, you know, my phone died. You thought, are you scared to be out of there or something? I don't know. He made like a comment and it wasn't, I don't think he said anything like highly like disrespectful, like name what, like calling. I think he just said something that wasn't, that was kind of like, kind of opinionated, but not really like one sided thinking.
I remember thinking like, oh man, I scared off Brandy.
Yeah, I'm happy I told you that you know, what it happened. I was like, no, you're scary. I was freaking, as you guys can see, I'm the queen of audio issues. So, I have never had a show. I have over 300, I think maybe more shows, and I have never had one that didn't have an audio problem. So I just accepted it. I'm thinking about getting a tattoo. Audio girl, right there on my ass.
Okay?
Seriously, yes. Well, I'm really excited, and I'm happy that you guys, you know, did the Hype House, which I got to get more engaged in. I just got all these different projects I'll be working on, but I for the simple fact that you had two people that you basically, because this will be a life changer for them, because they'll see things way differently now. They'll be less stressed. Actually, they'll probably be more stressed, actually, because they'll start to get really worked up and upset about how the world is, like how, when, you know, how people are just so ignorant and just they don't get it. It actually makes you even more like overwhelmed. Yeah.
I totally forgot to mention, we will be having a special guest. We don't know when he's walking into the Hype House, but Young Merc Fire is
yes.
A special guest appearance in the Hype House. So he will be grilling a racist of his choice, and whenever he feels like he's ready to go ahead and do that, we will have him in there.
Okay. So he still took that little moment to step back, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm happy.
Yeah, he's back. He had a conversation with iSpeak 1906 and T. Nathan, and they, you know, helped empower him, lift him up, and he is back on the platform now.
That's what's up. Yeah, because I was like, I just felt for him, you know what I mean, when he's done. Because I'm like, dude, it's not your fault. Yeah, when stuff like that comes, it's just like, I know it's hard and we're human, and that's a good thing that we can lift each other up, because we need to. When we're on this week, we're strong for them. You know, but
absolutely.
When we get like, when it gets harder like that, we just got to keep fighting even more. Because when we fall back and we stop, that's when they won. When you give up, that's the worst thing you could do.
Absolutely. But he's back and he's on fire, like always, still handing out facts, still pouring smoke.
Goofy.
Like goofy.
It's something else, but yes, he's one that's going to be making one appearance in there, and have a couple of more that I want to ask, but I'm too scared to.
I think I sent a shout out to. I know I gave a shout out to in a show, but I wanted to ask him like one day if he could come on and talk about, you know, what his mission, you know, like we're, you know, because we all just get up one day and say, oh, I'm going to go on TikTok and I'm going to talk about, you know what I mean, the struggle and everything. Like, that's something that's in somebody already, embedded in them as a human being. You know, and somebody has that all defining right. moment when they decided to, like I asked, I speak, like, when was that moment when you decided you wanted to take this platform and, you know, because he does it well. You know, I love it. So,
yeah. Yeah. And that is when that was the moment I realized, because I was already doing the political thing, you know, because I'm a sober addict, you know, I've been sober for a few years. But I got on TikTok, so I wasn't really into politics. I wasn't really into anything. So then now I started for this election, you know, I've been, you know, I was a Bernie Sanders supporter, you know, I was really torn up about, you know, them blocking him out the way they did him. And so I, you know, I got on TikTok, you know, to see what it was about and get into I Speak Live. I realized, I was like, oh, this is, we can do this on here. We can do this on here.
Right. Other people will see it too. It's like sets a trend, an example for people, and they'll speak up and speak out too. Yeah.
And what's so amazing about him in general is just that he wants other creators to succeed. So he gives you guidelines to follow to succeed. Mm-hmm. So he'll tell you, like, you need to post two videos a day. Make sure you talk to your audience. Make sure you put your butt in those the comments, and make sure you're responding to your audience.
Yeah.
All of that stuff, I learned all of that stuff from him.
Yep. As long as you're respectful, he'll rock with you. So you're not, bye-bye.
There's the door.
He
said, "Watch the log off for me." And that's all crap,
right? I'd be so embarrassed if I was in his life and he's like, "Hey, at Douglas Chicks, go ahead and log off for me." That's like my worst nightmare.
Right? For real, say it's real smooth, huh? You just be like, because I'll see people in his voice call and they'd be like, "Why'd you mute me? I'm muted." And you can tell, like, they're hurt the way he says it. And he's like, "Well, I didn't mute you, but if one of my monitors muted you, it's probably because you said something bad."
Right, exactly.
You know? Right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That man, he is a machine, for real.
Yes.
Everything that he's got his toes dipped in right now, I mean, he's incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, his tail is genuine.
I'm waiting for that follow back, by the way.
He's been waiting for the follow back for a minute.
And
Thirsty boy over here.
You know, Tristan, I did want to touch on that too for, you know, because, you know, I had this thought, right, because I listened to this one lady speak, and I was like, that's a little touchy there. But on the, you know, the LGBTQ community, this is my thoughts, right? Now, I think this is where people really get twisted. Now, if somebody doesn't, there's support, and then there's, like, respect or support. Say, for instance, that's not your beliefs and all that stuff. That's one thing. And then there's a whole other thing of supporting, as far as that's wrong that you're getting discriminated against and killed, you know what I mean, ridiculed, harassed, being denied stuff. You know what I mean? That's on a humane level. And there's this one lady speaking in her live one night, and they were, like, going in, because people may be going in on her, but she go on her own. And she said, no, I do. She was saying, she was like, no, I do not support the LGBT community. I support, and she named off the one she support. And then where I found faultiness in there was,
Black girl with the braids?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. And I knew where she was coming from, but then I thought about it. I said, no, I said, you got to be careful with that. I said, because no matter what, even if you don't support it as far as your morals or whatever like that, your ethical, you know, preferences, whatever, it's one thing, but it's okay to still support it as part as being human beings and should be treated with respect, the same things that we are asking for as as black people, right, or any, you know, anybody that has been, you know, treated this way because of who they are, you know. So in that sense, yes, I support you. So I don't know if she even thought about that herself, because it could have been taken that way, because I saw that, you know, those lines right there where you're saying, well, you don't support them as far as you're not backing them up, or they shouldn't be treated a certain way, or yada, yada, yada. Because the thing is, people have to realize, God said, we do not judge. That's up to him. He said to love. You know what I mean? We can't persecute. We can't persecute or none of that. It's not up to us. I know people like to say those things a lot, like, well, you know, God said, you sin, and you're gonna, he's gonna do, you know what I mean? That's not up to us. You know what I mean? I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm not going to support you because that's wrong. And you know what I'm saying? Like whatever God says that. Because all sin is sin if we're sinning, but we're not one bigger than the other. But that is not our job. We're just to love. You know what I mean?
If we're gonna get into it, they changed the word back in the 1940s, the word for a man who sleeps with little boys to homosexual. If you notice, nowhere in the Bible does it say anything about a man sleeping with children, but there's all the other sins.
Right.
And if you wonder why that is, it's because they changed
it
to all of it to homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
But back to that girl, somebody made a comment and said, you can't support BLM if you don't support the LGBTQ.
It's true.
And I thought that was interesting because
it's very true.
Yeah, it's true.
Right.
Because there's BLMs that are gay and lesbian. You know what I mean?
Right.
That makes no sense. Unless you got to be like, I only support the ones that are not, you know what I mean? It's like, you gotta make it clear here. What are you saying?
Let me be the first person to tell you I knew I was gay when I was like 7 years old. I thought I was going to grow out of it at puberty, and I didn't. I stayed in the closet until I was 27 because I was terrified to come out. You are born that way. It's the way you're wired inside. So, it really gets me when they say like, oh, I support this, but I don't support this.
Yeah.
Like, no, y'all got to stop. Like, we don't want to be gay.
Yeah.
We didn't just wake up and decide, oh, yeah, I'm going to be gay today. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you know, and that's the thing. And I think God, because I know he knows what he is doing. And he knew. He said, I got this. Because look, when we try to do it, what happens? And it's like, how can we when we're faulty ourselves? We were born sinful. We're born into sin.
Absolutely. And I also know, like, I believe in Christians. I do have Christian beliefs, but I don't think that Christians take the time to stop and think about that God already knows what he was going, what we were going to go through before we were even born.
Yeah, he already knew what was going on.
Yeah, he knew your lover was going
on. Yep.
He knew who your partner was going to be. He knows that he designed a partner for you. So if a man had a man as another partner and God already foresaw that in your future, why would he create you if he knew that you were going to break something that was quote-unquote what he told you not to do?
Right. You can't say that will be done and then say, oh, well, you shouldn't be like that, you know?
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It was funny that you said before you just said Brady about the because my sister's boyfriend he had her come to me because they're real Christian Bible bumpers and like that. My sister's a trooper. She's a good person, but her boyfriend I don't know about. But anyway, she had her come to me and say she said if he told me it's my responsibility to tell you that you're gonna burn in hell if you don't. For being gay, you should pray. I'm like, Brittany, don't you think I did that for 27 years? I got married, I had kids. Do you think I tried? I'm like, I was a little offended that she even came at me like that. And then she apologized. And I was like, wait, aren't you two sleeping together?
Right.
You guys don't, like, they're separated, but, how is that, no sin is
greater. See? Because all they do is horn in on that the fact that it's a man with gay, it matters, and it seems like they box people like to box that all together and act like that is totally separate than from the fact that you're having premarital sex, baby out of wedlock, you know what I mean, cheating, lying, I mean, cause then let's go on, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That we're human beings.
God does not take count on sin. There's no scoreboard on what's good and the worst, so people just need to shut it down. Love each other and just push, keep it pushing.
That's
what
the whole
world,
thing.
That's what's wrong with this world.
Yeah.
There's a lack of love.
Exactly. And the whole idea of them claiming to be, on the Trumpers, claiming to be conservative, it makes me sick. You don't get to take those claims because
right.
You're not conservative or Christian. And
exactly. That pisses me off when they choose to say they're Christian. And I'm like, no. You're
the cherry pick what the Bible is you follow.
Right. And it's like, well, if you're so Christian, then why are you out here being so hateful? You know what I mean? That's not.
That's not what Jesus taught.
And you guys both know that my in-laws are white conservatives. My husband was white. When I first started dating my husband, they would come and tell me things like, well, you guys do know that this is a sin because you're not supposed to date outside your race. And I'm like, okay, source. I called source on this old lady. She was like in her 70s and I was like 18. I was like, where's your source? Which book of the Bible is this? Well, I can't recall right now. I'm like,
exactly. So there is none.
Yeah. It's not in there, Nanny.
That pisses me off when they like to say it and it's in the Bible. Like, no, don't try to use God to fit your own, you know, like,
narrative.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Not cool.
They will definitely sit there and do that, Brandy, because they also use things like murder to fucking fit their narrative.
So that's crazy. God said, thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not kill. You know, he made it very clear. He made it pretty simple, too. But this is the thing I always see, guys. They can say all these things all they want to, and that's why I really don't get, like, worked up. It just makes me mad when they, you know what I mean, when you disrespect God and so, all he does for us. If we woke up this morning, then you better be thanking the good Lord, you know what I mean? And we don't even show any appreciation. But at the end of the day, the people that do these things, they will answer for it. I was like, oh, you're going to get it. That's what I'm saying. We're all going to be held accountable, all of us, for everything. And that's why I'm just like, because he doesn't like this, killing his children. You know what I mean? You're being hateful. Like, you know, you realize that we're all God's children. I'm his child, too. So, therefore, yikes. You know?
Absolutely. And they'll use that Christianity thing to push all lives matter. But whenever you read the books of the Bible, you got the Israelites against the Egyptians. And what happened there? Who said, let my people go?
Right.
Moses said that. But all in all, it was like, who was on the end
right now,
well, if God
could
speak to us right now, he'd be for their
press
by, and he'd be trying to
listen. Oh, yeah. And you know what? You said something important. He is speaking to us. We're just too busy, too loud to listen. He speaks to us all the time, especially when we sit quiet and we pray. We actually just sit quiet. You'll hear.
Meditate.
Yeah. And sometimes you'll feel things, too. I feel like a breeze, like I kind of felt one now. But he's speaking to us all the time. We're just not listening. Are we actually waiting for him to, like, thump us on the head and be like, okay, now, you know?
Right.
Did you guys hear that one story about the guy that was out to sea on the boat and he was looking, I guess, like, basically needed to be saved or something like that? And then he asked God to help him or something, and then nobody did. Well, actually, somebody did, but he said, God, what happened? I prayed. I asked you for help. He said, well, I mean, I sent this person. You said, no, I'm waiting on somebody. I sent this person. He's like, no, I'm waiting on God. It was kind of like that. And he's like, he did send somebody. You know what I mean? He just was like, basically, like, I'm waiting on God. He was like, I sent you, like, two people.
Right.
Yep. And he will work. He'll work through, and people don't understand. People think they got to be all pure. That God only talks through and to. No, he will use a drunkard. He will use a prostitute.
Yes.
He will use anybody to speak. They don't even have to believe in God, but he can work through. He'll use somebody to deliver that message. You know?
Absolutely.
Yep.
I believe that
100%. Yeah. Yep. There was like a story that I had read, and when I read that, I was just like, it just gave me chills, because I was like, yeah, because we all, people think like, look at people and think they're crazy and stuff because they're outside on the street, and they're, you know what I mean? And it's like, but this person is sitting here speaking of the Lord and telling them, now what person does that when they're, you know what I mean? We don't really take the time back to think about stuff like that, you know? We're so narrow-minded that we think we know everything. And I tell my son, I said, we know so much that we know so little. We don't know shit.
Exactly. That's true. On all ends of the spectrum.
You just gotta.
If we just listen and learn, like if we listen to each other and talk to each other, we can be on the same level at some point.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of sitting back in my recliner wondering when that's going to be.
Well, I can say this much. You guys had a start. You know what I mean? With the two that you guys, you know, spoke to the other day. You know, I think that's huge. And
that was
that's
yesterday.
True.
Yeah.
14-year-old girl and the man, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm still trying to figure out her motive, though, Brandon. She's mad at me after spreading everything, and I'm just like, wait a minute.
Hey, look, that's true, but hey, you know what? Go ahead and give it all, you know, shit. You give her a show. Give her the time of her life. Change her life.
Saying the same things that I've always said. I'm going to keep being who I am and pushing my anger and my frustration out into the community of a black woman and showing people that I'm being fucking serious about what's going on. And if it catches this 14-year-old girl's ear, then my platform has been made a little bit more solid, and that makes me feel so much better about what I do.
Yeah, thank you. I'm so proud of you guys.
That first sighting, that first guy we roasted in high school that you got, he took his page down, or he made it private.
Are you kidding me?
Our people went after
him.
So you can put like exposing and you gotta say exposing with a little bit of education.
Out there, as we have facts, as you know, Brandy,
they
found a lot of things that are not true.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So we gotta come with receipts.
Yeah.
If we don't come with receipts, then we're not really doing a whole bunch to make a difference either.
Yeah, right. You gotta stay ready.
The receipts that kind of make them change their mind. I didn't read that, because you know they're gonna talk crap online, because they want to look bold online. But that person might sit back and be like, let me read this.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is what really happened. Okay, I'll take that back. Or they might be so stuck up in their ways that they don't change it at all.
Yeah, but it's worth, you know what I mean? Because, you know, the people that you affected, no telling how they can affect somebody else's life too, or their families, you know? So that's if it's only one or two, that matters, because they're exposed to other people too. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And so far, I've seen in that sense a lot of Gen Z kids.
Yeah.
A lot of Gen Z kids are the ones who are definitely going out there and speaking.
Yep.
I've got one Gen Z kid. His name is Jordan, at Jordan.
I don't know his app, but he's a sweet little boy.
Yeah.
He is sweet. He's about 14 years old. And he's like, Vanessa, I spoke about BLM today at school. First of all, I was shocked that he had to freaking go to school.
Yeah, girl.
But I was also like, that is amazing.
No. It's video school. He just has to put on his uniform.
Okay.
His uniform.
Okay. Yeah. I was worried for him.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids that are, though, physically are going to school, and so many cases already. I'm just like, oh.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
I'll
one little boy died.
Yeah. Yep, 7-year-old. Yep. The second day school opened, the second day, there was like over 300-something cases at one school, and they ended up isolating or whatever. But that one young lady in Georgia, she sent that message out. She got suspended, and she was like, was on all the news channels. They suspended her because she showed a picture of the packed hallways and people not wearing masks. Us using our voice too, and being united, and we come from different backgrounds, you know, race, color. We have different things about us, you know what I mean? That's in life in general, but we're still all, we all experience pain, sadness, happiness. We bleed. We were born into this world. We're all gonna die someday, you know.
Absolutely, those as a human race, we are never exempt from. And sometimes I kind of feel like people forget that kind of thing. I kind of really do.
Yeah, I think so too. Because I'm just like, you realize what's going on here, you know?
Exactly.
It's like,
if you take an instant, like, let's say, Amaya Braxton, the little girl who was struck down by the...
By that lady. Yeah.
Yes.
That pissed me off.
If you take an instant like that, and if we all put ourselves in her mother and father's
shoes, yes. Yes. Yes.
But instead of... people putting their self in people's shoes and feeling the humanity and the hurt and the loss, they want to make arguments about, well, if this didn't happen, then this person shouldn't be tried because of this. That's what makes the struggle even harder, because the fight, that's what makes the fight so much more difficult, because you have people on one side who hear you, and then you have people on the opposite side who don't.
Yep.
Right. And it's not that what you're saying isn't valid, because it absolutely is more than valid. It's that they can't come out and say it because they're in this whole cult mentality. It's crazy. I see cardboard cutouts of Trump in people's windows when I'm walking to the store. I've never seen nothing
kidding?
Like it. I'm dead serious. I have TikTok videos about it.
That's so disturbing.
It is. Like, I voted for Obama and I loved Obama, but I didn't put cardboard.
Right?
I didn't wear his hat all year long.
Yeah, it's kind of like they're praising him or something, like he's Jesus or something.
Like he's the second coming.
Yeah, and that's one thing you're not supposed to do is, you know what I mean, idolize, and it's definitely not man. You know, you're supposed to chase the Lord, not these men. We don't know them.
Okay, so I kind of have something to confess. I do have a pair of Michelle Obama earrings.
There ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I rock them.
You admire. It's okay. Yeah. But.
But honestly too, my mother is kind of obsessed with Obama. But that was a big deal because that was the first black president.
Absolutely.
And that was a history-making moment. But in this moment where you constantly have people with the MAGA hats and you constantly have people shouting Trump 2020.
Yeah, and then hateful words to others, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like you got people going as far as chugging bleach because he said...
Yes, everything he does. Okay. And I'm like, dude, did you do it? I'm like, lead by example. You know, it's like,
right.
But what point do we get to, like, what is that about when you can get somebody to do something so destructive?
The guy in Arizona who died.
That's crazy.
Because he thought it was going to save him for coronavirus.
That's crazy.
It was the wrong time.
And it's crazy because did you guys see him when he was even talking about it? He's like leaned over and he was like, you just put it like, you know how if he's doing an example of like putting it in his like arm or something. And then and he looked back at the lady, and I said, you better not tell him it's okay. I know she was thinking like, oh, shit.
She was like,
yeah.
You know what I want to call him, but I ain't going to say it on the air. But what if he took that to heart and he took a dose of that and his parents didn't know and it hurt him?
Right. And who would they be blaming then?
You got to watch what you say. Yeah. When you're a public figure, you got to watch everything you say. Mm-hmm. You got to tiptoe and you got to walk on eggshells.
Yeah.
He lets everything fly out, but he never thinks about what he's
mm-hmm.
saying.
Did he even apologize to the family of the person that did it, Arizona?
No, that was for the hydroxychloroquine.
But did Trump apologize? Like for even?
I don't think Trump has never apologized.
That's
that I know
crazy.
If he does apologize, it's like in a roundabout way, kind of an insincere way. Well, I'm sorry that this happened, but this happened, and
yes.
Obama's administration did this, and they did that, and they made it happen. You know.
Yeah, blame everywhere else.
Not my fault,
right?
You know, the Democrats. It's the extreme left extremists. Democrats.
I know, right? It's always something. It's just so over. Like it's the left side. It's like no, it's the humane side. Those are just parties. Well, what about when we're human beings and we come down to that? That should be a level where all of us, no matter what party you're in, should be able to agree on. Politics and humanity are two different things, you know?
Absolutely. And they want to call themselves conservatives and Christians. I'm so sick of that.
Yeah.
You don't deserve to call yourself a conservative and a Christian and then call somebody, like, I got called a mud duck and a mud bunny and an N-word lover on my live the other day because my boyfriend's fine. And, you know, but you're a conservative and a Christian?
Yeah,
that
Christian part ticks me off when they say they're Christian and they say that stuff. I'm like, what book are you reading? Because you need to take the cover off, because that's not the white book. Like, no way.
And the Bible was white, by the way.
Absolutely, nobody in that Bible was white.
That was the remade one.
Right. So openly and
Mormon.
Racist, and it's absolutely disgusting, like this little GoFundMe Christian site for the little punk ass that shot these people.
You know they took that down, right? They took it down, and you know he did? Yeah, you know what he did, though? There's another one called, it's actually a Christian funding.
Right?
Yeah, it's called Go Something. And then he went to that and he said that he was a something Christian boy, and now they're supporting.
Yeah,
and they're really upset because people raise money for Blake. But so what? Because Kyle. Yeah, he got some funds. Blake got some funds. So
right.
So just be quiet.
$140,000 in that Christian site. $140,000 so far.
That just shows you where they are on the spectrum. That's how crazy they are. I've seen stuff on my Facebook. I literally had to filter people out, even family members, because they're posting memes that'll be like Kid Rock with an arm missing, holding a skateboard, and the caption says, "When you thought it was a good day to go protest." Like,
wow.
That's
messed up, and I would be pissed off if I was Peter Rock. I would be pissed. Like, don't use my image in that light. Yeah, yeah. Because what group was that? What song was that when he tried to use, a legend too, he tried to use their song or their music for, I think, a rally or something, and the family was like, "No, you won't."
Oh my God, I can't think of it right now, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, the family didn't like that. They said, "No, I'm not gonna use music."
Are you talking about? Oh no, I forget. I know that he was trying to do a rally at Selena's memorial. Now that I know he was trying to do, and the Quintanilla family shut that shit down real fast.
He has his nerves. I'm like, sometimes I used to wonder, like, does he know he's choosing these places and somebody else is choosing them, but he just doesn't know
somebody
that he's, and they're not telling him or something? Yeah.
I honestly, personally, I believe he did that one in Tulsa, Oklahoma on purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I believe that too, but I believe that his, like, Pompeo and his advisors advised him to do that.
Yeah,
he was like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. I don't even think he knew what Juneteenth was.
Right. They don't give him the full story because they know he's going to do it, you know, and
right.
Anyway.
But they, well, yeah, they get him hip to it, and he's like, oh, yeah, let's
right.
Let's
do it.
Right.
Absolutely. But luckily for us in the TikTok universe, we shut that shit down too. So
yeah. Gen Z, thank you. I was like,
yeah,
they
we had 2,000 people attend that rally, and I got more.
I seen his face when I woke up on the news. I was like, oh my God, because you know the crazy part is when they came up with that shit, I was there, I was in the live, and then when I woke up, I said, they did that shit. I said, oh my God. And then I just happened just to come in there. I never know that this is gonna happen. I went in again, and all of a sudden they had another plan. And they executed it. And then they were coming up with another one. I told my son, I said, look, you're witness. I'm in here. I just left that one. I said, I'll see you guys when I see you. I was like, do your thing.
Right. It was the Trump Hotels. Yep.
Yep.
I did the same thing. It was the Rolling Stones, by the way.
Okay, yeah.
When they shut that, that's right.
Yeah.
Because what was the song, Tristan?
I got it pulled up right here. It was... For Trump using, I'm sorry.
Something strange. And
yeah.
I was just like, I can't believe he's actually trying to use these people's songs to campaign.
Yeah, I'm so happy the family said, no, you won't.
Absolutely, and celebrities are starting to take a stand against his bullshit, which is awesome.
Me too. Because
they have the biggest platform in the world.
You
like,
can't always
yeah, and it's like they're not using it, because they usually do, and I'm like, what's going on? Where are these voices that usually... You know, but it's like,
right.
You know.
Yeah, they're speaking out a lot more. You got people like Kevin Hart, The Rock, speaking out about where the hell are you, Trump? What are you doing to
right.
stop this?
Yeah.
I saw Cat Williams, too. He was speaking out on some stuff, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Cat Williams is fire.
Mm-hmm.
It was You Can't Always Get What You Want by the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
Oh, that's a perfect song to do that.
Right? I was like, really?
I'm trying for irony.
Oh man!
We can't always get what we want.
We can't.
If we could choose somebody else right now, I'm pretty sure we freaking would.
Yeah, seriously. I don't know, guys. I just think, well, we just got to keep doing, you know. And that's why I try to tell people on my shows, like, about TikTok. It's just not like some dance fun app. They still do that, and it used to be that. I said it's something else going on now. It's deeper than that. I've learned so much from being over in that community and been, you know, and I think that's the reason why they don't want TikTok, you know, up anymore, because
we're learning and we're doing something about it. It's just very
supporting each other.
Yes, it's not a lot of you get those trolls, but those are everywhere, even out in out in the outside world. But for the most part, people can go there and support, see somebody and support them and lift them up, and and come together and do what's supposed to be done.
Right. I didn't know TikTok was on that kind of stuff. When I downloaded TikTok, it was for to watch funny videos and
yeah.
around. Then I got the one out.
I think it. Yeah. I think it started happening around. Yeah. Because
when you scroll down into my TikTok and anybody else's TikTok, all there is a bunch of dance videos. And then we start discovering that we can be activists.
Exactly.
On that platform, they do have a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah. And I think it really started moving that direction, around about George Floyd, the
it
movement.
Got really stronger.
Mm-hmm.
I know if you follow Ice Consciously, he's been doing it for a long, long, long time.
Yeah, that's what Ice Speak was telling me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Ice Speak 1906 after him. He Nathan was in the game for a long time, speaking activism.
Younger Fire, D.A. Select.
Yeah.
Yes. All of them just started, doing this, and then I think people follow suit after they saw Conscious Lee, and then people just started speaking about how they felt about the situation, the matters of racism and oppression, and posting it up, and it just kind of blew up.
Yeah.
Conscious Lee.
There's no other. I don't think so. I could pretty much say I'm pretty factual on this. There's no other social media or any type of platform over a TikTok that has taken on this type of change, this type of movement, these voices. There's nothing like it.
I mean,
there's a drum on all of them.
Oh yeah. Facebook is nothing you can't bear. You can't say nothing.
You can't connect with people that way.
Yeah. I remember I had a friend. I did a live one time, and she came in and she said something. Those stupid white people, so stupid. And as soon as she said that, she didn't say it. She did it. She typed it. And, I can't see too good, but I got closer, and I was just like, oh, shit. I saw Linda. You're so crazy. Oh, God. And so when we got out of that live, I said, someone just said, let me go and just take this one off. I'm not going to keep this one, right? And then 2 days later, she told me, she said, girl, do you know they put me in jail that day because I said stupid white people? I said that. I started cracking up. I said, that is so funny. I said, because as soon as I got out of there, someone just told me to go back and just get rid of that one, because I have friends, that's one thing about me and my show and my platform. You got to respect each other. You got to respect people. You can't call.
Absolutely.
I would never let nobody come on and call white people all kind of names and stuff, or anybody or any type of names or gender wise, anything, I don't want to represent that at all. Cause I have friends of everything, I have friends. And I don't give a fuck if if you're blue with a fucking unicorn.
Right.
let me be honest though. As a white person myself, when I hear BLM or advocates say stuff like that, I know they're not talking about me. I know they're talking about conservatives and
Right.
So if you think that they're talking about you, they probably are.
Yeah, if it don't apply, let it fly. And if it do, wear that shit.
It's like that one audio in TikTok. I offended any racist white people in here. You were the motherfucker I was talking about. You have to be specific, though. Also, I found that you can be condemned seriously because the guidelines of TikTok are very slim. You have to be careful what you say because your content will get taken down. I've had about 10 pieces of content taken down.
That's crazy. But the crazy part about that is, what's so messed up about that is, you get people like the people that do what they said to about, I speak and his wife's son. I'm going to make you the next door Floyd. You can come across and you can say stuff like that. Yeah, but that right there is okay.
And it was in his life.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh.
And they came back that I'm an air coroner.
Yeah. But they can get that across, but then they want to take down people's content, the stuff that you guys put up.
The stupid white people. Get out of here.
and then they can post up video content that's absolutely disrespectful, says the N-word.
Yep. Yeah. And they'll let, and they'll keep that up.
Like, they think they're slick because all they'll do is they'll use the dark.
Yeah, I read about that. Yeah, I couldn't believe they put that in there. I couldn't believe it.
So I started doing that too when I started calling out. I sure did.
Everything in this video is satire.
For TikTok purposes, this video is satire. And then you go on your rant and you know it's not satire, but they don't know that.
Right.
Yeah. And for the,
that's the page out of IC's book.
And for the people that out there, I'm sorry, guys, I just want everybody to know, for my listeners to know, when I speak on TikTok and how awesome, you know, it is over there, I'm talking about the people, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, as you can see, it's not very fair over there. And, you know, the Black creators and then just the creators that are fighting for what's right, we get, you know, shadow banned and all that. And but if you're a straight hateful person that spews hatred, seems like you're in the game.
Actually, funny story about the very first, well, the first intro vid was legit. Like, there was nothing wrong with that, but the very first video got banned and I had to repost it. But I wasn't following guidelines, and there was a person that this person duetted, and I needed to cover up her material. So after that, I posted it again, and it stayed.
Shout out to Drew, to DrewBlaze 97, by the way.
At DrewBlaze. If you guys don't follow at DrewBlaze 97, you need to definitely do it. How does he rap go, Tristan?
fuck a bitch, fuck a bitch.
Wow. And I meant to when I did your guys' video, and I think I duetted it or reacted. I meant to, when I tagged, I did not have to go back out. I was like, what's that one guy's name that started off the whole thing? But I meant to tag him in there, so I was like, I'll just like hit him up later or something like that. But
yeah,
I love that video. I freaking love it. I like did it three times, like how I was gonna do it, because I wanted to make you guys laugh or something. And I just said, I'm gonna do it like that.
I have even seen it for you. I have neglected my TikToks, you know, because for the Hype House. You said you duetted the Hype House video.
Yeah, you did. I thought you saw it. You said it was that was
did,
cute.
Did I see it?
Yeah, you saw it, right?
Oh, I saw it.
Yeah.
It's been a crazy few days. Vanessa and Drew, they let me in on this Hype House, and like my shit has blown up.
It's so funny. Your part is so funny, Tristan. You were like, oh yeah, Tristan. If you go back and like watch yourself, and like listen to your voice, and like, and then. Too funny.
Tristan is the most docile between the two of us, me and Drew. Drew is very vicious in his own right, but I am very flat out there, very vulgar, very vicious. I'm petty, so let's just put it
And I like to come at you with kindness, but I'll get petty too. Like, I'll tell you that your dog puts peanut butter off you.
Yes, guys. Yes, as you can see. This is why I go back.
That guy that I put in the Hype House yesterday, he actually came into a live last night to debate, and he was the other one that agreed to do research. So we actually moved over to Vicky the Chav. Shout out to that Vicky the Chav, because she knows her. She is a very underrated TikTok creator. She's
absolutely
by far one of the smartest, woke, well-versed, intelligent, wise people on there, for sure.
That's awesome. Definitely have to check her out.